what it reminds me of. Like one of those 1980 infomercial things.
So I was told in the chat room, you know, breaking news from the chat room, they're saying that they changed their theme song.
I know they
did. So you're putting down their new theme song, apparently.
Just saying.
I love it.
I'm just saying.
I love your theme song.
It was crazy. It was just crazy. And then Big Fatty was,
Sisk, Zeretnel, Bulldog, Kara Skunt.
I think he's saying Kara's cunt.
Bulldog.
You could bulldog.
You could just say
Kara's,
bulldog.
Kara's cunt. Oh, dear Gussie. Hello.
Hello, lovey.
Oh, it's ready.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Like one of those 1980 infomercial thing.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1598 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 11th of March, 2014. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me, a little show, y'all. And we'll finish telling you about the weekend, and there was something in the P.O. box. Hello, Nestas. Big Freddy, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are Nestas today because, y'all, the birds have returned. Can you hear them?
Big Freddy, we only hear the gardeners doing the leaf blowing.
Y'all, the birds have returned to outside the Fat Cave, and y'all, so they'll be chirping away because spring has sprung. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, by the way, that was the other thing I didn't get to tell you about on the weekend update, but I'll fill you in today about the time change. But y'all, before we get to the second part of the weekend update, let's do this.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, Tuesday, the 11th of March, y'all, it is a celebration of exiting of the birth canal for not one, but two, I say, folks that listen to the BFO.
Big Freddy, you don't know if they still listen.
You're right, I don't, but they did at one time anyway. And y'all, the first one, I can't remember where she's from, but y'all, it is that Christina in the Kansas.
Big Freddy, maybe it's Kansas.
Maybe so. So, Christina, hope that you're having a lovely day in one of those rectangular states out there. One of those rectangular states out there in the Midwest. And y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth care. Y'all, he was at the Pride 48 this past year. War's kilt most of the time.
Big, very easy access.
And y'all, he is on that Pod Cubs little show. Y'all, you know him as Daddy Dave.
Big, very, that's lovely.
So, Christina in the Kansas. And Daddy Dave, we hope you have just a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal.
And Big Betty, we also hope that they have some delicious cake.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all got so carried away on yesterday's little show that I never finished telling you about the weekend. So we're going to do that today. Y'all, it seems this is seen now. Where did I? I told you about going to the Kohl's and getting my new clothes and shoes and all. And y'all, then I came home, and, you know, it was the weekend to spring forward. So y'all, I moved all the clocks forward in the kitchen, because you know I've got the microwave oven and I've got the coffee maker, and I've got the rate clock radio, big fatty, and y'all. Then I've got the alarm clock in the love changer, and then I've got the wall clock, and y'all. Then of course there's the clock in the which I had to adjust as well, and you know, then the computer and the and the cellular telephone and the TiVo and all those all update automatically. So anyway, y'all, it still takes a little while to, well, first of all, to remember everything that you got to, that has to spring forward. Y'all, I don't know why we do this. It's just stupid, if you ask me. But anyway, maybe one of these, maybe in my lifetime, big fatty, don't count on it, they'll just do away with this daylight saving time. But anyway, y'all, then after that, y'all, I told you on Wednesday when I went to the Von's East that I'd got me one of them cone beef, and y'all, I just decided it was time to put the cone beef on. And that was on Sunday. Big fatty, you're getting ahead of yourself. Saturday night, y'all, I was on that Stick It With a Poke little show, and that reminds me, there was a Jay, a blind guy Jay. He made an announcement on the little show. Big Fatty, what was it? Well, I've got to do this. Yeah, I guess y'all, that blind guy Jay announced that he has made his plane reservation and his hotel reservation for the Pride 48 coming up in September. Y'all, let me just, I'll have to look at the mock and calendar just to make sure I've got the right dates here. Y'all, that it's the weekend of the 19th, 20th, and 21st of September. And anyway, Jay got a good deal, y'all. He made the reservation and the hotel reservation at the same time, and got a real good price on it. So anyway, but 30% is all they're giving away on the WWW right now. But y'all, he seemed to have gotten a real good deal. So y'all, by the way, I heard that the best time to shop for an airfare is at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. each day, and y'all, evidently that is what the other Jay the Haunt Cub has done, because y'all, he announced on the Twitty on Monday that he has made his plane reservation to head on out to Pride 48 this year out there in the Las Wages. He's probably going to kind of sit back and wait for the good deal on the hotel, though. But, y'all, it's time to start looking for the good deals. Yes, Big Fatty, and maybe a coupon. But anyway, y'all, I was on that Stick It With a Poke a little show, and y'all, it was fun. Now, there's not going to be one this coming Saturday night, because Gavin's going to some, they're rounding up some sort of Texas Baz or something like that, y'all, and evidently it's some sort of incarceration or something. I don't know exactly what it's all about, but he's going in for the incarceration, and Big Fatty, you know he loves to be locked up, something like that. And y'all, then after that was over, wait a minute, that was the other thing about the Stick It With a Poke a little show, y'all, that Miss Kim Beaver was there, and y'all, you know, it's quite an honor whenever Miss Beaver can make it to those, because y'all, you know, the Faroe Islands is half a day ahead of the rest of the world, and y'all, it's difficult for Miss Beaver to get there and participate, but it was lovely having Miss Beaver there. Although y'all, I have to say, Miss Beaver made quite an interesting inquiry. Yes, Big Fatty, interesting inquiry about Big Fatty's box.
Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar.
And Miss Beaver wanted to know what size my box was, and I said, "Well, it's rather small and tight." She goes, "No, I meant your P.O. box," and I said, "Well, it's also small and tight." And I said, "But you know, if something comes that won't fit in, they'll either hold it behind the counter or they'll put it in a," and y'all, I mistyped it. I said, "Or they'll put it in a locket."
Big Fatty, put it in a locket.
But I meant locker. But anyway, Miss Beaver says, "We'll be on the lookout in the next week to 10 days. There might be a little something in your box."
Big Fatty, it still sounds vulgar.
And y'all, then Granny came over, and y'all, we were off to the Dudley Do-Rights, and we had several cocktails, and we met up with an old friend who used to be in the horror club that hadn't been in it for many years, and we just chitter-chatted and everything like that, and y'all, it's about time to go, and so we were walking back to the Ford Escape, and Granny was moving swiftly. He had that oh dear Gussie walk, and I said, "Granny, what's wrong?" He goes, I'm just about to crap my pants, and I said, "Well, Granny, that ain't so good, because I may have to just do it on the side of the car." I said, "You're not going to crap your pants beside the Ford Escape and then get inside of it."
"Big Fatty, that is definitely vulgar."
And he says, "Oh, I don't know if I can hold it." And y'all, the more he would talk about it, the more I got tickled. And he would get tickled. He goes, "Oh, you got to quit making me laugh, because I'm just about to crap my pants here in your car." And so y'all, we're driving down. We were on the fourth deck of the parking garage, and we got down to the first deck. And they usually have two exit gates, but one of them was closed. So y'all, there were probably 10 cars lined up, and y'all, all I could, you could just imagine his sphincter just pulsating. And he goes, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can make it. I may have to jump out and go find a bush. And I said, "Well, Granny, you're not getting in my car after you've shat behind a bush." And so a couple of cars would go. He goes, "Oh my gosh, I don't know if I can hold it. I don't know if I can hold it." And I said, "Well, Granny, you gotta hold it." And y'all, then I looked over to the right, and there was a public restroom. And I said, "Or you could go to that public restroom right over there." Y'all, I've never seen Granny move so fast in my entire life. And y'all, the only thing that would have been funny is if there'd already been somebody in there and he had to wait.
"Granny, you're evil."
And anyway, Granny went in there, and I went through the line. Y'all, I was six or seven cars, and I went through the line, and then I had to pull over outside the garage and wait for Granny. So y'all, they probably had to call the hazmat unit in for the wet cleanup. And y'all, he got back in the car, and he says, "I ain't done yet." He says, "I there's gonna be more when I get home, but I've got to stop at the Taco Bell." I said, "Well, that'll certainly be a really wise thing to do, is stopping at the Taco Bell, because that'll give you the Hershey squirt." That'll give you the Hershey squirts quicker than most anything. Y'all, speaking, and then we'll go ahead. And on Sunday, y'all, I got up and I pedaled around the house here, and I washed the last little load of clothes, and I washed my rugs. Have you washed your rugs in a while? You know, like in your bathroom and in your kitchen. Y'all, what is that? That is what I'm getting ready to tell you about. And y'all, on Sunday, I put my cone beef in the cracker pot, and put it on the low cook, and y'all, it cooked all Sunday and all Sunday night. And y'all, I had it for my lunch on Monday, and y'all, it was absolutely delicious. Now, remember, I didn't have the cabbage, so y'all, what I did is I saved all the good juices from the cooking of the cone beef. And y'all, when I go to the Von's East this Wednesday, because they will have the cabbage on sale this week, y'all, it's a given, and I'm gonna get me another cone beef when I'm over there. I'm gonna cook my cabbage, just kind of braise it in those juices and all, and y'all, it will be absolutely just lovely. Yes, Big Freddy. Make a wish. Oh, and y'all, I forgot to tell you, I watched The Big Run Sunday night, and y'all, then I had a gentleman call it Big Freddy. And y'all, on Monday, I got notice that there was something in the P.O. box. And y'all, so I went by and picked it up, and y'all, I don't know, have any idea who it's from. The postmark says Dakota Central, and y'all, the return address is content.
Big Freddy, we can only hope it's content.
So y'all, let's just open this up. It's kind of a lime green envelope. Let's just see what's inside here now. And y'all, it's a cat. And y'all, it's on the front. It's a little. It says little bitty baby. And y'all, there's a little cap and a little baby's garment and some sort of little vomit.
Big Freddy, it looks like Squeaky Kitty.
y'all, then you open it up and it says this gift comes with great big love. By now, baby Lily is cutting teeth, and Miss Amy Coles could probably use a hug and a drink. Hot KB.
Big Freddy, that's lovely.
And it says, oh, Big Freddy and Poodle.
Oh, Big Freddy, it's for me, too.
It is. and this is obviously a belated card for baby Kathleen, whose parents refer to her as Lillian. That's Amy's baby. I offered the baby diamond earrings to be named Kathleen. Oh, well, Big Freddy. Well, you know, Miss Bacon, you don't have to spend the money on diamond earrings now since they didn't go with old Kathleen.
Big Freddy, you shouldn't have said old Kathleen.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all got an interesting Twitty message from the gay cowboy up there in the New Hampshire, Charles. You know, he was the number three fan of the BFO a couple of years ago. And anyway, he said that Squeaky Kitty was driving his Jack Russell Terriers crazy. And I said, oh, well, that just shows the popularity of Squeaky Kitty. And he says, okay, but if there's something in the P.O. box with holes and is bouncing like it's a trap gremlin, just make sure you open it in the studio near Squeaky Kitty.
Big Freddy, does that mean it's going to attack Squeaky Kitty?
I don't know, but anyway, Squeaky Kitty, you're evidently very popular with the Jack Russell Terriers. And y'all, I've gotten some Axe Big Fatty questions, one from a straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, and one from a lurker, Gus, that we'll be answering later in the week. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. And y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard that Adam Burns and that Daniel Bieber. And y'all, they were talking about Kara's cunt.
Big Freddy, it was vulgar.
Y'all, the other big surprise, that PNS explosion has returned to the airwaves. And Daniel, do you have any description of what you think about the PNS explosion?
Like one of those 1980 infomercial things.
Oh, and that's exactly what I think of when I think of PNS.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.